It's 8 a.m. Eastern, March the 11th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up slightly at $71,628. ETH is up 0.5% at $4,039, and Binance Coin is down 0.5% at $522. Those leaders by market cap, top gainers in the last 24 hours, Near Protocol up 15%, Theta Network up 18%. Well, the London Stock Exchange will start accepting applications for Bitcoin and Ether crypto exchange traded notes in the second quarter of this year. These ETNs would enable investors to trade securities tracking crypto assets on the exchange. They said they will indicate the exact launch date later. Prospective issuers interested in admitting crypto ETNs are encouraged to engage early with the exchange. These crypto ETNs will be accessible only to professional investors. This move aligns with the UK Financial Conduct Authority's stance, which supports proposals for crypto-backed ETNs. These ETNs function as debt securities, providing exposure to an underlying asset, allowing investors to trade securities tracking the assets during London trading hours. This development follows the growing popularity of US spot Bitcoin ETFs. Bitcoin has surged past silver to become the world's eighth largest asset by market cap, with a market cap of $1.4 trillion. Its price rose above $71,000, hitting a new all-time high. Gold is still the largest asset with a market cap of $14.6 trillion. Amid the rise, MicroStrategy has added 12,000 Bitcoins to its holdings, spending $821 million in cash and bringing its total Bitcoin stash to 205,000. The purchases made between February the 26th and yesterday averaged around $68,000 per Bitcoin. MicroStrategy funded the acquisition with $781 million from a recent private equity offering and $40 million in cash reserves. With a total investment of $6.91 billion, MicroStrategy's Bitcoin now values at over $14.7 billion. Well, Kevin Rose, co-founder of Proof and Moonbirds, has sold over $1.2 million worth of NFTs, but clarified he's not leaving the Web3 space. He's just pruning his NFT collection due to his belief that mass adoption is still far off and that traditional cryptocurrency will perform better in the near term. Despite the sales, he's reaffirming his continued interest in collecting. The transactions include selling high-value NFTs like a Fidenza series work by Tyler Hobbs and an artwork by XCopy. Additionally, he's burned two ENS domains and revoked records for his main domains for privacy reasons. Rose emphasized diversification and managing exposure in his collection. And finally, ARK Invest sold 580,000 Coinbase shares last week, totaling around $149 million. This marked their second largest weekly sale since July of 2023. Coinbase's stock has surged over 80% since February, driven by the broader crypto market rise. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.